Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Yes, every weekday morning between around 10:30, we talk On The Pace, Harness Racing, and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando joins us. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Andrew. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Lots of ceremonies and things going on. The dawn services were unbelievable this morning with so many people around town, and now they're off to the races. And today, Anzac Day, is certainly a special one for the Coolamon community.
Yes, it certainly is. In terms of harness racing, all roads lead to Coolamon today with their TAB Carnival of Cups meeting. They've got nine strong races, and the main feature is the Coolamon Pacers Cup. And look, there are a few drivers to follow, Andrew, but one particular driver is Blake Jones. He's one of the leading drivers in the Riverina. Actually, he is the leading driver in the Riverina. He's already steered 60 winners this season, so he's already thrust amongst the top 10 drivers in the state. He's on his way to Coolamon. The first race kicks off at 12:21, and he's driving in the opening race. He's driving She's a Lucky Lady. So unfortunately, we can't get him on air this morning because his phone reception isn't that great on the way to the track. But I managed to catch up with him earlier just to talk about some of his drives today, because he is driving the favourite in the Coolamon Pacers Cup in race 8. So he's driving Jive Dancing for David Kennedy. And this mare, she's drawn barrier 3, Andrew, and as I said, is the TAB Fixed Odds favourite for the race. She's finished second placed her last two starts, both to Art Series. And last start, she finished second at Menangle. They went 151.9. So Blake is pretty confident of her chances in race 8. He said, you know, the race is over the 2200 metres. He did say she is better over the mile, but she has really strong form against Art Series. And, you know, if Art Series is in this race, she'd be a very short favourite. So he thinks with the draw in barrier 3, she should go very close. But Blake, he said his best drive of the day is in race 5, number 1, Karama Arapaho. This horse is trained by Chris Hughes and is coming off a very impressive win at Wagga on Sunday. Blake said this horse, he'll, you know, the short backup won't worry him. He's backed up quickly before and done well. And this horse went 153.7 to win at Riverina Paceway on Sunday. So he thinks he'll go a long way, especially drawn in barrier 1. So, but it's going to be a big weekend for Blake, and also Jive Dancing, who is driving today. Both Jive Dancing and Blake are backing up at West Wylong's TAB Carnival of Cups meeting on Sunday. Jive Dancing is heading around in race 4 on that program. But Blake has got a few strong chances there as well. He's driving in the main feature, the West Wylong Cup. He's driving She's Sporty, another one trained by David Kennedy. And this mare, she's drawn well in barrier 3 as well. And she's won her last three starts. She won her heat of this race last week. And Blake said, you know, she's another one to follow. She's drawn well. She's only had the one start over the 2,500 metres, which was in last week's heat, which she won. He did say, you know, this race is going to be a bit tougher, but she is worth following from the good draw. And, you know, she did win her heat very well. So, yeah, Blake, and another one Blake's driving at West Wylong, Andrew, is a horse called Real and Spectacular. It's a 2-year-old filly, and she's going around in race 1. And this filly, she won at Wagga last start, and went 154.8. So making her one of the fastest 2-year-olds, to win this so far this season, so in the country. So that's pretty impressive. So that's another one, in my opinion, worth following at West Wylong on Sunday. But yeah, Blake, he's a very talented driver, Andrew. He's had over, you know, 3,200 drives. He's had over 620 wins and almost 900 placings. So last season, he had his best season to date. He drove 129 winners, and I think he's on track to achieving that again, or going better this season.
Well, today at Coolamon, she's a lucky lady in the first number four for him is currently at 280. We can play the all up into race five, the favourite there at $1.40. And if you're liking to win the Coolamon Paces Cup, Jive Dancing is at $1.75. So maybe the all up on Blake Jones. But you mentioned Coolamon today and then it moves to West Wyalong. I know the Carnival of Cup Series is sort of heading towards its finale for this season or this year, but there's been some terrific meetings this year.
Yeah, there certainly has. The Carnival of Cups, we just had Wagga's Carnival of Cups last Sunday, and that was really nice to see old Beetson win the Wagga Cup. He's had... He has a fantastic record, actually. This horse was almost, he was retired 2 years ago. He had a leg injury, and that was his 42nd win last weekend, and he's had 180 starts. He's named after, his nickname at home, his stable name is Artie. He's named after after Arthur Beetson. So, it's just incredible, and he's actually going around this Friday night at Bankstown. So, this Friday night at Bankstown is another TAB Carnival of Cups meeting, and the main feature race is the Group 2 Truro Memorial, carrying fantastic prize money, $65,000. So it's great to see this race sort of climbing back up to the prestige that it once was. And Beetson, he heads around. He's drawn well, Barrier 3. He comes into it having won his last three starts this season, and it's another fantastic race. We get to see the likes of Ignatius go around again. He was very brave in defeat, first up from a spell in last week's Renshaw Cup at Penrith, which was Penrith's Carnival of Cups meeting. Yeah. We also see Elmer's Image go around for Amanda Turnbull in that race as well. And Elmer's Image was very impressive winning that Renshaw Cup last week after doing a stack of work early and holding off such a nice horse in Ignatius.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. The Bankstown Max Truro Memorial is race five just after 8 o'clock. Hey, Toddy McCarthy, he's continuing to drive up a bit of a storm too.
Yeah, most certainly. While we're, the topic today is a bit about driver watch, and Toddy has a couple of feature race drives this weekend. He's going around in the Truro Memorial as well at Bankstown on Friday night. He's driving Persimmon for Kevin Pizzuto. This horse is drawn well in Barrier 2, and he'll come out of Barrier 1 with the removal of the emergency. And Persimmon finished fourth in last week's Renshaw Cup, and he's drawn to gain a similar run. He raced behind the leader, and I think that's what's going to happen again on Friday night. So this horse, he's currently $10 with TAB fixed odds. And as I mentioned earlier, Elmer's Image, he is the favourite for this race. But surprisingly, this drive for Todd is his only drive at Bankstown on Friday night. But look, Todd, he's probably want to get home early to pack his bags, because he's actually heading down to Melbourne the following night. He's driving at Melton in the Victoria Oaks. He's driving the very talented New South Wales filly Miss Streisand, and she's currently $19 with TAB fixed odds, Andrew, to take out that Victoria Oaks, and she's the only New South Wales filly in the field. It's a very strong lineup, this year's Victoria Oaks. Miss Streisand, she's good value for the race. She was very impressive in her heat last week. She finished second to Bella of Montana, who's actually the favourite for this Victoria Oaks edition. And they ran the fastest heat. They went 154 and change, which was very strong. And it was a huge improvement by Miss Streisand off her previous effort, where she finished sort of midfield up at Newcastle, beaten as a $1.07 favourite. So all the best to Todd McCarthy, who has a couple of featured race drives this weekend. And Todd certainly had a lot of success at Melton this season. He's won all the big races there. He's won the Inter Dominion, he's won the Victoria Cup, the Hunter Cup down there, all with Tiger Tara. So hopefully he can add the Victoria Oaks to his resume as well.
Yep, Saturday night at Melton. So today, Coolamon, we'll have a full coverage here on Sky Sports Radio. There's a non-tab at Forbes. Tomorrow, we've got Bankstown for the Truer. Then on Saturday night, we've got Menangle and Newcastle with that Victorian Oaks program at Melton. And then on Sunday, it's West Wyalong for their Carnival of Cups Day. Amanda, we'll hear from you tomorrow morning at 10:30.
Sounds good. Look forward to it, Andrew.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Rando with today's On the Pace.